Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Johnson. Mike is the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code. And Mike, we've been saying your website incorrectly. It's diamond-dynamic.com.
That's correct.
Diamond-dynamic.com. Check it out. Or search Google Michael Johnson, just like you think it would be spelled. Or cracking the Boys Club Code. Either way, mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Mike, you said something to me on the break that I want to come back to that I think is important, and I really think in terms of some of the subtleties of the relationship between men and women, whether in business or not, and this is something other experts have said to us on the show, and you're working on this too, and that is that you know, I think about it the way, like when you have an option to turn your computer off, you can turn it off, you can restart it, you can make it go to sleep, or you can make it hibernate, right?
Correct.
Men actually have the ability to go to a place where they're awake, but in their brain they basically just set it offline, don't they?
Exactly. When the woman asks the man, "What are you thinking about?" and he says nothing.
She thinks he's being disrespectful.
She thinks he's lying because women do not shut down.
They can't. They don't. Listen, folks. This is not me and Mike saying this. Women have said this on my show, that women never stop analyzing or something.
Right. And as a matter of fact, I'll make this offer if you'd want, Jim. I've got, if any of your listeners will send me an email, I'll send them two slides that show brains at rest, one male, one female.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
I'll send it.
Send
to
that
you.
To me, too. Respond to our email on that one, Mike. And
yep.
that's Mike at diamond-dynamic.com.
Correct.
Okay. So folks, ask for that. Mike, send that to you. And, I mean, I'm sure you can have some fun with it, folks, if it's not instructive. But, some of the experts have said that some of the other experts, I should say, Mike, have said that when a man and a woman are in the same room and the guy isn't saying anything, the woman thinks there's something wrong, and
exactly.
The guy and she says, what are you thinking about? And he's not thinking about anything. He's enjoying the silence, and she can't stand it.
Yeah, and she does think he's lying.
That there's something wrong, is it something I said? Is he mad at me or whatever? And there's nothing going on. The sky's beautiful in our world when we go there, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's why we can sit there in front of the TV with the clicker and just click.
So how do we resolve this thing? I mean, how do we? Do men need to be more emotive and women need to be less sensitive?
Well, I think that you're asking people to do things that are not natural for them. I think the main thing is to realize it's just appreciation that we do not see and act upon the world exactly the same way. And if you do understand that, you really can see that men can get the richness of the extra things that women see in the world. I mean, they see a lot more.
What are men missing? What are men missing mostly?
Well, I think it's the same thing that women are missing, that we really, truly are different. We don't see the world in the same way. I think that's the main thing that
is that, but is it more likely that not that when we don't connect, when we aren't communicating, when we don't understand it, is it more likely to be to the woman's detriment than it is to the man's deficit? That's been the way it's been historically, hasn't it?
Well, I think that's why it's always been put out there. I don't think that's true. I think both sides suffer from the thing, and I think it's equal.
Yeah.
And it has been a man's world, so it's been less of an impact on men. But that's changing, and there's more and more women in corporations. And I think the thing that we do get is just a miscommunication, a lack of connection between the two, because we assume that, well, for example, men. Women want all the detail. Men, because we're not detail, is detail-oriented. We don't want it. We think they're scattered.
Yeah.
And so they're not good for the team. And
so the problem is perception, not reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, perception is reality.
It can be. Hey, Mike, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for. I don't think we got into too much trouble today. But,
well, not too much. Maybe next time.
He's always next time, isn't it? Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Mike Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Johnson is the name of the book, Cracking the Boys Club Code. And check that out when you get a chance. His website is diamond-dynamic.com. Don't forget to ask for that. Those 2 pages on the brain, too, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is my website. And remember, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.